Chrysanthemum Twist, the Christmas elf. I have a gadget to tell you about.
You know me. You know I love gadgets.
Well, I can't believe you haven't heard of this. It's a floating Bluetooth speaker.
It's adorable. It looks like, so if you're a nerd like me, it looks like a little teeny Death Star from Star Wars that just like levitates on your desk. Probably other people see other things, but that's what it looked like to me, a little teeny Death Star. I love it.
It's incredibly cute. It's at my-premiumgifts.com, and it's on sale right now for $119. They come in white or black, and they levitate because they are magnetic. Everything is magnetic now, Cliff. Like, they've got magnetic eyelashes that you can stick on your eye. Not you, but Brighton
Wright
Brook.
If I want delightful eyelashes, I could absolutely get magnetic eyelashes. I would look so pretty, Heather.
So cute. But in the photo, they've got it set up next to a Mac, and it just looks so good.
I love it.
Next to this little Mac. There's a whole bunch of specs, and I don't care about any of them. It just looks cute. We'll link it for you if you would like to get one for the nerd or the audiophile in your
life. I love it. So, quick aside, Brighton Mary Brooke actually did buy magnetic eyelashes, and she put them on and like couldn't figure out what was wrong with them. And they'd, because they have a top and a bottom, right? And they'd sent her two tops. And she's like, what is wrong with these eyelashes? They're supposed to be so easy. They were not easy because they sent her two of the wrong ones.
Aw, Brighton Mary.
I know, it's very sad. She could have had gorgeous, gorgeous volumes of eyelashes and instead just had eyelash disappointment. It's very sad.
Oh, man.
It's probably all right. Like, you know, it's not the end of the world. It's not like, you know.
Well, she already got herself a man. I don't know why she's wearing those eyelashes.
We leave the house like twice a week now, and she wakes up every day like full face of makeup. I'm like, you don't have to, honey. You look fine. Like, there's no reason to. She's like, no, I have to do it. I'm like, all right, whatever floats your boat. So she's always ready to go.
I support anyone who wants to do it for themselves. I joke because Chrysanthemum Cliff and Brighton Mary Brooke have been together forever. They are a Hallmark movie of a couple. It's the story that everyone wishes they could have. And I'm over here on Tinder trying to reel mom in.
High school sweethearts. We made it work. It was good. So are you familiar with the Poconos?
I grew up in New Jersey, so I skied in the Poconos. Camelback was where I learned how to ski.
Nice.
In the Pocono Mountains.
So are you aware that the Poconos also has a reputation, shall we say? For a while, they were the record holder, of having more heart-shaped bathtubs and heart-shaped jacuzzis than anywhere else in the United States? Yes. And I was not aware of that until yesterday. And so Brooke and my 25th wedding anniversary will be in 2022, I believe. Yeah, 2022. And I'm trying very hard to convince her to go to one of, I think they're the Coven resorts. Like one of them actually has a giant, like, probably more of like a giant wine glass in your room. It's two stories tall. You go upstairs to get to it, and it's a jacuzzi. She is not super sold on it because it also looks like they pulled it right out of 1970. Like they took this entire resort and just ripped it out of 1970 into the present. She's not super sold on it, but I have 2 years to work on her. So we're going to make this happen, Heather. It's going
to
be great.
Well, you're going to have to make sure it's been cleaned for two solid years. Cause if it's from 1970, it's seen a lot.
The funny thing is they've actually been updated, but they didn't update the feel of them. They're just new, like they've been renovated. But they renovated them in the same style because that kind of like 70s kitsch is part of the appeal. So anyway, I watched like a 20-minute YouTube video on it yesterday and I'm sold. So anyway, nothing to do with Christmas, but it's gonna be great.
Well, it does have to do with Christmas because you can start planning those little getaways with your person for when either we have a vaccine or we just don't care anymore.
That's where we are now, Heather. It's not working. all right. You ready to talk about some Christmas history?
Wow. Okay,
Christmas history. All right. So in the early 1900s, there were a bunch of boat captains, right? If you're familiar with kind of the geography of the kind of Great Lakes area, there's a lot of shipping that takes place between like Wisconsin and Minnesota and Chicago, right? They'd have big boats that would go between these two carrying all sorts of things like ore and lumber and stuff down to Chicago where it would get processed. And in the early 1900s, a lot of ship captains, what they did was they kind of got a second gig going of cutting down Christmas trees. They would have like their own teams in Minnesota and Wisconsin cutting down Christmas trees. And then they'd put a ton of them on these big ships and ship them down to Chicago. And they, because they didn't have like a Christmas tree middleman, like the people would actually literally come out to the shipyards, pick up a tree off their ship and take it home. They could sell them cheaper because they didn't have to mark them up for like that dude in the lot, you know, to do it. And so people were really thankful about this because it meant that people who didn't have as much money in Chicago could have a really nice Christmas tree. So there was a particular captain who had been doing it for years and years and years. His name was Captain Herman Schunemann, and he had done it for so long that he'd actually earned the nickname Captain Santa. So cool dude, like, you know, had a lot of history. And then in 1912, he put 5,000 Christmas trees on his ship, which, I mean, think about how much space 5,000 Christmas trees takes up. They said that it literally looked like it was like just a floating forest. And unfortunately, he hit a really bad storm. Like, storms in the Great Lakes can be just shockingly bad, like super cold, super windy, sank the ship. Everyone on board was lost, including a bunch of lumber people coming back from there over to spend Christmas with their relatives. 23 people were lost at sea, or lost at lake, I guess, lost at Big Lake. Terrible. So the Coast Guard has kind of picked up on this. And for decades now, the U.S. Coast Guard cutter, the Mackinac, has been making that same run. And so they go up to Wisconsin, get, you know, a couple thousand Christmas trees, and then bring them back to Chicago and donate them to low-income families. And that actually just happened last week on the 27th, so right after Thanksgiving. And it says that, you know, it was a really big deal for them to be able to continue this tradition and to help a lot of very deserving families at Christmas time, which I thought was just kind of a, like, I mean, it's really sad about Captain Santa and his ship that sank, but I thought it was really nice that the Coast Guard has kind of picked up on that and is continuing that tradition to bringing, you know, Christmas trees to folks in Chicago that maybe couldn't get one in another way. So, you know, happy ending. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, how is there not a movie about that?
Right? Oh, man, that would make a great movie, Heather. That would make a really great movie. Yeah. No,
that absolutely should
I
be
love
a movie.
That. Love it. So, you know.
I know that all the Hallmark producers are listening to this podcast right now, just gleaning ideas.
Right?
Because they're out of
absolutely.
Ideas, clearly.
I think this is cool, though. They've done it over the last 20 years. They've delivered 25,000 Christmas trees to Chicago families. It's a lot of Christmas trees.
I love it.
It's good.
Cliff. Speaking of Goodwill, next time I'm going to talk to you about something special Ooh. That I'm going to be doing with the March of Dimes.
I'm very excited. That's a very, very, very good charity.
Yes. And you'll have more Christmas movies?
Of course I will. I've watched so many Christmas movies, Heather. You have no idea.
I love it. I love just imagining you and Bright and Mary Brooke cuddled in watching the...
The next time, though, I'm going to actually talk about a Christmas series. It's better than a movie because it goes on longer.
I can't even think of what that is.
Well, it's like a TV show, but it's on Netflix. You know, there's like, it's like 8 episodes. It's real good.
Oh, I think I do. I think I have seen
it. Oh, good. I'm excited.